Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We all use online aggregators when shopping around for electricity suppliers or even travel insurance, but how many use them for furniture? My next guest's business does exactly that. You type in the sofa or table that you're looking for, or even upload a photo, and it will scour the web for you to source it. They've even signed a deal with myhome.ie this week to shop the look. And Raymond Wright is the co-founder of youfurnish.com and is on the line. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell us a little bit about how youfurnish.com works.
Yeah, well, I think you've summarized it pretty well there. But the way that our technology works is that it aggregates all the furniture retailers across the market and basically brings it all into one place. So it makes that journey simple for consumers. So rather than a consumer having to go website after website after website when they're looking for a product, they can just do it all in one place with youfurnish.com.
Okay, so if you are looking for a sofa or a bed or whatever it is, do you just type in beds and then a range of options appear on the screen, or how does it work?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can get as specific as you want as a consumer. So you can come down that path of saying, okay, I'm looking for a three-seater sofa and I want it to be grey and I want the material to be velvet or fabric or whatever you want it to be. And it will narrow it down to the specific options being offered by all the different retailers in the market. And then from there, you can start to delve into additional things such as who is offering sales, who's got stock availability, that kind of thing. So it actually allows you to really hone in on what you want from that particular deal.
And have you signed multiple deals with the big furniture retailers, whether that's IKEA or Harvey Norman or whatever?
We have, yeah. So we've worked sort of across the spectrum of retailers where you've got your larger national players, you know, the ones that you would expect to see in retail parks or on the high street. And then you've also got your smaller independents as well. So it actually allows you to mix and match and maybe make some discoveries that you wouldn't otherwise have found.
Mm-mm. And how do you monetize YouFurnish?
So the way that we monetize the business is through the retailers paying us for website visits that we drive to them. So as a consumer, the website is completely free to use, and the retailers want you to be coming through to their website looking at specific products. So they'll pay us when we drive them website traffic.
Okay, so you get paid on the click-through. They start on your website and then they end up on some retailer's website. You get paid on the click-through. But what if the consumer doesn't buy something with that? I.e., do you get paid anyway if it lands on their website?
We do, yeah. Because when you think about it as a retailer, what you want is you want people considering your brand and you want people considering your products. Now, it may be that those people aren't immediately ready to convert. Like if you think about it in the sofas or the couch category, you know, people can take up to 120 days to make a decision. It could even be longer, right? Mm. So as a retailer, you want to know that you're reaching a relevant audience and that you're in that consideration phase. They may not convert now. They may not convert for another 6 months, but you've got that person in your sphere of influence. And I think that's what's most important for the retailers is contextually reaching consumers at times where they want their products in front of that consumer.
And how does the photography work? I.e., if someone takes a picture of a sofa that they see and like, they upload it onto your website, does your AI scan it for the texture, for the color, for the material, for the shape?
That's exactly right, Joe. So yeah, we've developed that AI technology behind our platform that allows consumers to do exactly that. So for those listeners of yours who are familiar with Shazam, the music platform where Yes. You can hear a song and you can play that, Mm-hmm. That's what we like in this technology too. So you can take a photo of a product that you see. Let's say you're in the Ham Yard Hotel in London or you're in the Westbury in Dublin. You can take a photo of something you see, and then what our AI will do is it'll look at that product, it'll detect what it is, and then it'll find the same or similar products from across the market, but it will bring in all those little nuances as well, such as it's going to have wooden legs or it's this particular material, and it'll help find that product for you.
Okay, you've got something called Shop the Look, and you've signed a deal with myhome.ie this very week. How does Shop the Look work?
Yeah, so the way that Shop the Look works is that when you're on a property portal, you'll be looking at images of homes, and those homes typically are well prepared, they're staged in a lot of instances because they're for sale. So when you're looking at those homes, you'll see them well furnished, and you'll see a little widget inserted on the images, and that widget says shop the look. So when you engage with that, that's actually youfurnish.com integrated into the property portal. So you click on that button, and then what it does is it detects all the products that are in the room, and it tags them up with relevant products being sold by retailers. So now when you're looking at that for home inspiration, it's not only, oh, I really like what's in that room, where can I get it from? We'll now show you where you can get it from.
Would you say that most of the furniture on your site is premium? I had a look at some of the chairs for sale on the myhome.ie shop, The Look, and they certainly weren't going for free.
Yeah, so it's a mixture. It's a mixture. And I think this is an interesting point, actually, Joe. Consumers don't necessarily want everything to be premium in their home, but they don't want everything to be at the lower end as well. They want to be able to mix and match. So we have a full spectrum of retailers on the site. So the options that you'll be presented with will be the most relevant option to what's actually there in the room. But then you'll see that blend of, okay, you could pay $3,000 for that sofa, or you could be paying $1,000. So it sort of depends, and it's really up to the consumer to decide what fits best with them and their budget.
Now, you've signed up Ronan Dunn as your new chair. He runs the Six Nations tournament, and of course, he used to run O2, and for a while he was with Verizon. So you got him on board.
We did, yeah. So Ronan came in off the back of Pat McCann's retirement, who was our inaugural chairman. Pat retired towards the end of last year. So Ronan came in as our chairman in November, and we're absolutely delighted to have him on board.
Okay. And of course, it's an Irish-Australian outfit.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes. So as you're aware, Joe...
you're clearly the Aussie side of it.
That's exactly right. So my wife and I run the business together. We're the co-founders. She is from Sligo. She's a Sligo native. And yes, I'm the Australian contingent of the partnership.
Well, best of luck with it there, Ray. That is Raymond Wright, co-founder alongside his wife, Deirdre, of youfurnish.com.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.